Pause recording.
Hello, everybody. George here. I wanted to talk a bit today about a new antivirus program that I've kind of started using. It's called Viper Antivirus. Now, I have one that's slightly up from that, which is the Viper Internet Security, which basically means antivirus and firewall. I'd got some news from a source that I trust that my current antivirus, which is Microsoft Security Essentials, wasn't going to be updated after April. Now, I wasn't exactly clear on whether that was going to be carried across all of the Windows Inceptions XP or platforms XP and beyond. Certainly it would apply to XP because there's no more updates for XP after a certain date in April. But nevertheless, I kind of wanted to get an antivirus which would continue to be supported, especially after this fellow told me that even when he was using Security Essentials, he got slammed with a nasty thing that did a lot of damage to his computer system and was very hard to get rid of. And this is a person who handles a little bit of a... leads a technical discussion on a chat line, or a chat site for the blind. And so he would know about screen readers and such, which is a very good thing, because a lot of times when you talk about antivirus and screen readers, you're almost talking at two different things. If it works on your computer, it doesn't work well with your screen reader. However, these guys, apparently the... now I've forgotten who... I think it's GFI.
Yep.
That actually make it... worked with Freedom Scientific, and you know they wanted their product to work specifically well with a screen reader, and for the most part it does. It works really well with Window Eyes. I've heard that it works well with JAWS, although not having a current JAWS, I can't field test that. However, there's a little bit of a... I would hesitate to say that it works well with NVDA simply because a couple times when I would be running NVDA, I would sort of lose control of the computer for a few seconds at a time. And when starting up, this unknown dialog box would pop up with a C button and then disappear. And for a lot of times, I couldn't get my start menu. And or any movement that I made was very sluggish. To be followed, it would take several seconds. I'd hit a key and not get any response from the computer for some time. I restarted several times, even ran a deep scan on it, and eventually dismissed NVDA and called up Window Eyes, and it seemed to work better. But perhaps there's a script out there somewhere that works with NVDA. But having said that, really great program, very well set up for the most part for screen reader access. I think that's the biggest thing going for it. Plus, it's incredibly good at the scanning for viruses. It removed a whole bunch of things on the computer. But it didn't sound like a typical system that gives a lot of false positives. There are systems that'll do that just to give you a whole bunch of things that it removed. And so you think it's a good antivirus, but really they're false. Whereas this has... the main thing it's after is Trojans and spyware, adware, things that could seriously mess with your computer.
All of them.
It goes through everything, but...
But Trojans are... it'll scan for rootkits, which is where Trojans always hide out in. Whereas I remember when I was going through a Security Essentials, I couldn't find anything with regards to that. And I switched over to that because I found that things were just getting really with AVG, and I thought, okay, maybe this is a better thing to do. I did anyway, regardless, and, well, little did I know. I had run a scan with the Security Essentials the other day, and it was their deep scan. It found nothing. I ran a deep scan with these guys and found over, well, including what I had picked up, it probably would have been gotten to over 500 threats. And so one or two of them were pretty high.
Yeah, probably considered elevated.
Actually, there was one that was high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's even higher than elevated.
Oh, yeah, there's high, and then I don't know what they call the one above that.
Scary. Anyway, another reason for telling you about this, it does pretty much everything. In fact, I had to remove, I was running SpyBot, I had to take that off my computer, and Malwarebytes also had to come off. Mm-hmm. It's very comprehensive. And, you know, with the security, it does have the firewall. So, also another reason for telling you about this is that until the end of this month, there's actually a special on for, I think it's 2 to 10 computers. Mm-hmm. And give or take, I think this is around $60, but it actually is a special rather than just 1 year's coverage, it's 2 year coverage. Yep. It only applies to the security rather than strictly the antivirus.
But considering what we found, I think that's a good idea. And let's say you have three computers in your household, okay? You don't have to buy separate packages.
3:17.
Excuse me.
Recording button.
Everybody in your household can be run off of the same software, the same unlock key.
Yeah. Essentially, when you purchase it, they email you with installation instructions and this unlock key and a reference number for the purchase. And so all you need to do for any subsequent computers is enter in the key to basically unlock it. Now, another option, of course, if you decide not to go for this, there is a free version that you can run, and I think it gives you 30 days free if you just want to try it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, worst off, you discover you don't like it, you're not out anything. But I have had a nasty thing that, myself, that Security Essentials did not remove. It was a WinSmall 32. And, yeah, it would cause the computer just to shut down or become inactive. You couldn't work with it. I think my SpyBot rendered it inactive, but I don't think it entirely removed it. I think this did. So, yeah, the computer now is running much more efficiently compared to what it used to be. I still need to attend to a defrag and remove some stuff off the disk. It's a bit full. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave that for now, but hopefully some of you will find this helpful. Anyway, take care, and God bless. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Bye.
Close. Pause recording.